Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 19, Monday, 2019, day 223. Today's topic, join us to have a 3 days complete fasting for Hong Kong. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 89 verses 46 to 52, Esther chapter 4 verse 1 to chapter 7 verse 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 1 to 26, Proverbs 21 verses 21 to 22. Today we have three passages. The first one from Esther chapter 4 verses 12 to 17. When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back his answer. Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this? And Esther sent this reply to Mordecai. Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa, and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instructions. The second passage is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. Now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you have influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers, to another, prophecy, to another, distinguishing between spirits, to another, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one, just as He determines. The third passage is Proverbs 21, verses 21 to 22. Whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. One who is wise can go up against the city of the mighty and pull down the stronghold in which they trust. Let's have time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. I've got the confirmation of a discernment I started last week of whether Michelle... whether Michelle and I should have an Esther fasting from today's passages. Please read below of the sharing I just post on my Facebook. Michelle and I received a call since last week and confirmed this morning when we read how Queen Esther called all Jews to fast for 3 days. We fasted one meal a day for 40 days to pray for Hong Kong and completed on July 23rd this year. As Hong Kong's situation has been turning more and more serious, a call to have a complete fasting as Esther did is what we need to do now. I had 4 times of Esther fasting my whole life to plead to the Lord to pull me out of my severe crisis. He did save me, including one time when Michelle had leukemia. Michelle and I will start tomorrow till Thursday to eat nothing. You are welcome to choose any 3 consecutive days and complete before August or early September. Mordecai said to Esther, "And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this?" Brothers and sisters, as confirmed by today's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 26, this is a prophetic call to you to fast and pray for Hong Kong. Confirmed also by today's Proverbs 21, verse 21, whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, call more of your people to fast and pray for Hong Kong that we will experience how you are going to establish your city, Hong Kong. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to fast and pray for Hong Kong like what Hezekiah and Esther did? Family Corner. Find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.